Hello, I'm ordained servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4. Tell us what the gospel is. Now that Jesus Christ died for our sins, according to Scripture, he was buried, he rose again the third day, according to the Scripture. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, set at liberty the embittered bruised. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Word is nigh thee, it is in your heart and in your mouth. It's the word of faith which I preach. You will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation, everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, also to the Greek. Therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by his faith. Well, I welcome everyone. I'm doing this audio in the office of my home this Sunday evening after I did a partial broadcast at Water of Life. There was a great pressure on me tonight as I went out to speak. I want to explain to the body of Christ a few things, instruct you. Amen. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, it says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, nor do we wrestle against, but we wrestle against principalities. We wrestle against powers. We wrestle against rulers of the darkness of this world. And we wrestle against spiritual wickedness in high places or in heavenly places. For more than a year, I've encountered a spirit that I wrestle with frequently in prayer. And it's an obstinate thing. It obviously is larger than I'm aware of or have been aware of. But I believe this spirit is a spiritual, wicked spirit in the heavenlies. This is what I believe. I encountered it in December on two occasions, and I saw some interesting results. This all happened when I was praying. And last night, I encountered it again, and it was strong, and I pressed it in the spirit, pushed in the spirit, and all night was wrestling with it. And this morning, made some more advance with it. And then all day, I wrestled with the same spirit. As I said, I believe it is a spiritual wickedness in high places or in the heavenlies. Tonight, when I went out to speak, I really ran right into it, engaged it greatly. I had enough pain to satisfy me, and if you notice, those that listen, I called upon Jesus to help me. Just so happened, I was talking out of Psalm 89, and the Father said he bound one that he laid help upon, and that man was Jesus. And as I spoke, it got more and more intense hurt, pain. And I kind of said that. And it got to where I thought, I cannot do this standing up any longer. So I went to my office and prayed. Now, as you can tell, I'm doing well, and I wanted to do this audio to explain a little bit about tonight's service. Love you. God bless you. Good night, New Orleans, Plano, Texas.